Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
To the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. It's game three of the American League Divisional Series. The New York Yankees taking on the Tampa Bay Rays, hosting them in San Diego. They are the home team for the first time in this series. They split the away games. Cole got his. Glasnow got his. It's now Tanaka versus Morton Salt. We're coming to you live from the Roosevelt Studios in the Bronx. That's RSVLTS.com/JohnBoy. Go get some hats, go get some masks, go get some shirts, go get some stuff. 20% off if you use code JohnBoy. All right, Jake, what do you got? What do you got? We got lineups. We got what to watch for. We got pitching path to victory. We got homer draft. We got over under. We got chat.
Oh. That's what I've got. You want game three? It's here. What's going on, chat?
I understand why.
What's going on, Periscope? Game three. Game three. I love it. I love it. Our nerds got laughed at all night. All damn night. The Yankees overthought it. They're scoring 10-plus runs a game. They mash. They bash. We go funny business mode. The Rays and Kevin Cash laugh at us. And they beat us. With their four best pitchers. Yesterday, in the past 24 hours, should have been a different tone. The Rays come out with a little bit of funny business in the lineup yet. I don't know if you've seen it yet.
I haven't. I mean, it's on the screen.
Get there.
It's on that screen, and it's on my laptop. I haven't looked at it yet.
We'll cover the Yankees first, because that's what we do on this show.
Yankees lineup is as follows. DJ LeMahieu's leading off, playing second base. Aaron Judge is playing right field. Aaron Hicks, Voit, Stanton, Urshela, Glaber, you get it. The first seven are the first seven. They're not fucking around there. Gardner replaces Clint. He's got good numbers versus Morton. He's got good numbers versus Morton. I wonder if that play in left field yesterday scared the Yanks a little bit. We're like, uh-oh. Clint made that catch, but uh-oh. But mostly he's got good splits against, he's got good stats against Charlie Morton. And then Higgy's back behind the dish for Tanaka. Higgy tried to learn Japanese because he wanted to be able to communicate with Tanaka in that language. We asked him about it when we interviewed him. He said, it's kind of hard. It's kind of hard to learn the whole new language, and Tanaka kind of knows English, so it felt like a wasted effort. But they have a good communication. That's the lineup. Higgy replaces Gary. Gardner replaces Clint. Zach, I guess we know why Jake watched the Joker video before with the show.
It's all becoming clearer now. Yeah.
Jake was in the room by himself watching the Joker clip.
A little part of me knew what was coming, but I didn't want to believe it.
Yeah. Jake didn't realize he was going to go that hard.
We all realized. And now we're here. And yeah, we lost a game. We lost a playoff game. We were going to lose a playoff game. And that's fine. Hey, Gary. Higgy's been outplaying you. He's catching. Guardy, he has the numbers versus the Salt Man. Charlie Morton, 3 homers. Clint, yeah, by the end of yesterday's game, it's felt like a survival more than a go. And again, there's many conversations to be had that, you know, Guard Dog could have came out for Clint, for Gary even in that last inning, and he did not. I like seeing him back in the lineup. He's, you know, been a hot Yankee, good at bats. And, yeah, I don't know. I'm fine with it with Gary at this point. You know, there's going to be a lot of off-season conversations that, unfortunately, the door has been opened on. But right now, the catching situation is day by day. The Yankees eat their wounds. Higgy's been hitting, out-hitting and out-catching Gary, so he gets a start. I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Okay.
What did the Rays lineup? I still haven't seen it.
So, Jimbo, the Yankees are starting Masahiro Tanaka. Mm-hmm. The playoff stats, we'll talk about all that. Austin Meadows, Brandon Lau, Aroz Nerena, and Choi, what they started off with yesterday. Sisugo is in the lineup, DHing. Joey Wendell is playing third base. Willie Adames at short, Kiermaier in center, and Perez catching. So the Rays have gone back to the chessboard.
What's the funny business?
After
here?
Winning the match last night, they put in Perez for Zunino to add another lefty, and they add Sisugo. So they've added a couple lefties. After Aroz Nerena, there's 3 lefties in a row. And after Adames, there's then 4 lefties in a row. So the Rays have decided to spit on the Yankees a little bit and say, yeah, that Davey strategy where we didn't even put out a lefty stack against you, good read. Here's a real fucking lefty stack.
Mm.
So I love it by the Rays. They are back on the chessboard. And what must be driving the Yankees analytics team, absolutely bonkers. Tanaka career, pretty even split-wise, Jim. Like a 700 on the nose OPS from both sides of the plate. This year, Tanaka has been much better against lefties. Masahiro Tanaka has a 655 OPS versus lefties to the tune of a 188 batting average. Right-handers are hitting 330 with an 848 batting average off of Tanaka. So, I would not be surprised if the Yankees thought that, oh, yeah, you know, tomorrow's probably going to be a righty day against Tanaka. Righties have been hitting him well. So we'll do our hat plan today to get those innings in against the lefty stack. Fake lefty stack yesterday, not even one. Yanks shoot their wad, use Hap and Davey. It's a disaster. Here's Tanaka, who has the better numbers against lefties this year. The Rays roll out their lefty stack. I think it's just to mess with the Yanks.
It's also, they probably like they don't care about Tanaka splits. They care about their batter splits. So it's a good move by the Rays. Like this is. I mean, it's not that crazy. You're switching catchers. The Yankees switch catchers. You're switching DHs. Who cares? I don't think it's that crazy. I think it's, you know, pretty normal.
It's normal crazy.
Yeah, normal
on the Rays scale. I mean, it's not a 10 out of 10, but this is. I think this is the lineup the Yankees expected yesterday. And they didn't get it, and then they got too proud.
I'm on to today.
It's in our rear view.
I can't think about yesterday.
It's morning. In our rear view.
I took yesterday, I crumpled it up to a piece of paper, and I threw it to my fucking rear view. It was gross, and I hated it.
It's gone.
La Stella just hit a 2-hole bomb, so my stats that don't exist, whatever video,
A's
came
up
into play.
Rooted in Oakland.
It's huge. Yeah, I don't care about any of that. I care about Kevin Kiermaier. He owns Tanaka. He's got a 341 on base percentage, a 957 OPS, 2 home runs, 2 triples, 2 doubles, 12 hits, 6 extra base hits. I worry about that. Zunino also has decent numbers off of Tanaka. He's not playing. Rays took him out. Adames, decent numbers. Not really. Austin Meadows, good numbers. So Worried about those guys. Worried about Tank being crispy. He was, you know, the rain in Cleveland was weird. He said that he said the ump threw him the ball and it was dripping.
Yeah.
Didn't like that. Yeah. Excuse me, ump, try the ball.
Don't want this wet baseball, please.
Yeah.
Kind of not cool.
So I'm hoping that we get Rays Tank. We've seen him breeze through this Rays lineup a couple times. We've seen him get hit recently. We've seen a good playoff Tanaka, Cleveland, the rain delay. I mean, it kind of didn't look sharp besides that, but need a good outing. The whole reason they put Tanaka to game three was because, per Boone's words, and sound logic, I agree with it, they wanted to separate the starters they know can give them distance. So, Tank, you got to give them some distance today. You got to get the ball. I mean, pitching path to victory, we can go skip right to that. Because it's very clear and easy today. Tank, they want Tank to hand the ball to Chad. Say, here you go, Mr. Chad. And then Chad hands the ball to Zach. And then Zach hands the ball to Aroldis. And then Aroldis fires the ball to Higgy. And Higgy pockets it. And they go to the locker room.
And thank you.
Yeah.
And thank you. And I think tying in to the pitching path to victory is also a little bit of the chess match that has to do with the bullpens. And maybe it's semi what to watch for, semi pitching path to victory. In this 5-game set in 5 consecutive days, both teams are nervous about their bullpen usage. Rays have a nice middle class bullpen, which the Yankees currently do not. Both teams have 3 higher leverage arms. The Rays used all 3 last night for 20-plus pitches. An early lead would be imperative for the Yankees because the Rays would not go to those guys as they'd be ruled out for Game 4. And the Yankees are going to be living in a similar boat because they have for the past few years. I mean, if it was close, if they were down 1, there's a chance you get Chad, maybe 2. Otherwise, they won't, and we know that. So, something to keep an eye on for the rest of this series. The Yankees rested their good pitchers yesterday. But yeah, I think the Rays will not be using those guys if they're down. Yeah. Early lineups today.
Yeah.
Early lineups today.
All right. Do you have a what to watch for?
Kind of just gave it. What about you?
I thought we did pitching path to victory.
It was the Rays. What to watch for in the early lead thing.
Offense, lineup, Yankees. Do you have a what to watch for?
Early lead. You got to get an early lead so the Rays don't deploy their good bullpen because the other guys don't scare me right now.
Gardner versus Morton. Make it matter that you get the start. He's got good numbers versus Morton. He's got 3 home runs off of him. I think actually like the good numbers are even more recent. He's also got a couple of hit-by-pitches, which is weird. Like, I think if I take out 14, 15, 16, 17 and just go last 18, 19, 20, I think the numbers get even better for Brett, which is cool. Usually he's got a 1.1 OPS and 833 slugging. Yikes. 5 hits. 3 of them are home runs. So let's have Gardner lock in. I mean,
do you want it to be like a full-blown send Clint to the bench game by Gardy?
No.
Like dad's I'm fine home?
With, okay. I'm fine with them rotating, and I, you know, Clint has got a lot of value versus specific pitchers, but Gardner does as well. So, no, I don't need that. I don't need that.
Okay.
It is Gumby is starting game 4 officially. That's interesting.
Called funny business.
Yeah, it's something that's something smells fishy, and I don't know what, but I think it's Boone starting pitching. And then they also asked Boone if Kyle's the new starting catcher.
Mm.
That's such a jerk question.
Good cue.
It's a bad question. They all, whatever. He said, no, it's day to day. It's a dumb question. Why does that need to be asked? Okay. Anyway. Yeah, I'd like that, and I think Judge needs to have a good first at-bat.
Okay.
Because of how bad he looked yesterday, and off. And we're getting to the point now where he's only got two hits. And yeah, they were lead giving home runs. So very big two hits.
Important.
But, you know, in between the go-ahead home runs, why don't we
win a couple at-bats?
Win a couple at-bats. Yeah, win a couple other at-bats. So I'd like Judge's first at-bat to be a battle or a good result, and I'd like Gardner to make it matter.
I like that a lot.
How about Gardner robs one and then says, that's how it's done, Kiermaier?
Sure. Is Tanaka on 5 days rest or 6 days rest?
When did he last pitch?
That's the question.
I can find out.
He last pitched, was it Wednesday? Yankees played Tuesday, Wednesday last week.
Mm-hmm.
So it would have been Wednesday, right? So it's okay, 6 days.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Left that Wednesday.
Monday. He pitched Wednesday, you just told me.
Pitch is Wednesday.
So first day of rest is Thursday.
Thursday.
Friday. Saturday. Sunday. Monday. Tuesday. So six days rest.
So this narrative was a little overblown originally. But just stats on it. Tanaka on normal rest has a career 3.82 ERA. On 6+, he has a 3.5. Slightly better. 86 games to 31 games. And he has two starts this year where he had extra rest, and he's got a 1.17 ERA. So, some people like that. Those are from KT Sharp.
The 1.17 ERA, I believe, is one game?
Two games.
7.2 innings pitched. Is one of those games his first game this season?
Maybe. I don't know how they grade that.
Okay. I like that Tanaka got
the second's a smaller sample size, but it's from this year.
Yeah.
Career, it is better.
It is better. It's not. It's slightly better. It's not amazing. But yeah, great. I hope Tanaka feels good. I hope his wife posts cute videos of his kid watching his dad pitch.
Big time.
They're adorable.
Big time.
They're adorable.
Also mad about the rain. I get it.
Mad about the rain. Did you see that Tanaka's son was writing lineup down on like a piece of paper, like what I did in high school every day? What's the lineup going to be? And I just like write it on my whatever class I was in. Turn in like my homework, and it had the Yankees potential lineup on it. It's such a weird baseball fan.
We got another two hole homer, Jim.
Who?
Altuve.
Oh.
The stats matter, folks.
Stupid.
There's a Joker laugh. There's the Joker.
Everyone's blowing up my Twitter
double
now.
Double Joker today.
So stupid. That's funny. Okay. Shit. Homer draft? We there already? I feel like there's more to talk about, but I guess not.
I believe so. Got to go out and win it. The Yankees plan on winning 1-3-5, so you better plan on winning this
game.
Yeah,
this is one of the
ones.
You
just announced Monty starting tomorrow, so.
Ah, that's such funny business.
But, I mean, what's the follower? Davey? Who already pitched game one? King? Like, it's not good funny business either way.
It's Davey, I think. I think it's Monty to Davey.
I mean, I don't know how many bullets he's got.
It's not Monty's game.
No.
Unless they win today.
But you're not going to like whoever's game it is.
I think it's Monty and Davey. Unless they win today. Then it's Monty's game, and they're like, fine, we'll lose.
We thought they'd do that yesterday.
A bunch of dummies.
Funny business.
Homer draft. Playoff Jake got another one. Two more.
Yeah. That's 6-4 games.
That's amazing.
That's all it is.
I'm going to take Judge with my second pick today.
Saving it. Been saving it.
Yeah, I'm taking my second pick. So
been
it's not
calling that since game one.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. I said I was going to do it. Yeah.
Yeah. What about your first pick?
Brett Gardner.
Like it. Good picks. Good picks today, John Boy.
Do you think people watching like?
I like them.
Do you think a lot of people watch that and like, why'd he do second pick first? They don't know the context.
I think the regs know what's up.
Okay.
I think the regs know what's up. Good picks. A couple outfielders, Jim.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So who are you going with?
Well,
this is huge news.
We got to round out the outfield, so I'll be taking Aaron Hicks, who I think you took in the Talking Baseball Homer draft. So I will be taking Hicksy. And I've taken Torres, Stanton, and Sanchez. I'll be going with Gleyber. Oh, I took Gleyber Torres. Excuse me. Sorry for everyone listening.
Well, I don't know why
Castellanos with a deep drive to right.
Well, I don't know why that happens, because Zach puts Torres, and we do not recognize that at all. That's happened to me a couple times where I'm like, I didn't take him a Torres.
Performance review live on air. You've been putting Torres up.
I keep it all last name.
Instead of Gleyber.
Structured.
Yeah.
But it has gotten me before, too.
Oh, yeah. I love our second baseman's last name, Digilum.
All right. Well, LeMahieu doesn't fit. So, I mean, if you want to talk about it.
Digilum.
Zach, you're doing a fantastic job. I'm taking Aaron Hicks. You know what? I don't love it, but I'm going to take DJ LeMahieu. I think he benefits a lot from the stadium, but I think the Yankees might need a spark today. Might see a breaking ball off more in left center field. So, LeMahieu and Hicks, baby. Let's get it.
Whose picks?
Let's get it.
Whose picks do you like better, Zach?
I'm inclined to go against Jake now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
but he's been look at his
that's
record.
Fine. You've been going against Jake.
Yeah.
You've been rubbing against Jake all day.
But I want to see the Yankees hit home runs, so I don't want to.
What were you guys doing in the nap room?
Yeah. So if I keep going against you, maybe that'll happen.
Oh, so he's just helping. It's his team player.
It's a Voight theory.
Yeah.
Team player. It's a Voight theory. Yeah. Okay. A VT.
So what are you doing, Zach?
I like Jimmy's picks.
Okay.
Yeah. In your face.
Thank you.
In your face. Hey, Jake, in your face.
You're kind of like the Alfred of the show. You're wise. Handsome.
British.
I appreciate that. Lots of Batman today.
Well, he watched the Joker clip.
Yeah.
I brought it up.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you look like Alfred.
On an unrelated note, yeah.
You're not the Batman one, the dog show on FX.
Oh, okay.
Alfred.
Okay.
I got the ears. Yeah.
Alf.
Alien life form.
Pause the music, kick Cole Games out of the chat forever. Resume the music. No, forever. Yeah, that one. All right, over under time. I believe this is the highest over under we've had on a Yankees game. It's 9, 8.5? It's 8.5.
Zach? I think it's 9.
9?
It is 9.
It's 9.
It is 9.
What did we do on Talking Baseball? Oh.
We kept it the same.
Every Yankees game has gone over.
Yeah.
Every Rays game besides one. Has gone over. I think there's 6 games the Yankees and the Rays have played in the postseason. 5 of them hit the over. I hope the under hits, because that means Tanaka did well and their bullpen did well.
I have good news for you.
I'm taking the over, though. Following the trends here. The breadcrumbs are pretty loud.
I have good news for you. It's a late over.
Okay.
It's a late over. You know, Yanks go up early, 3-1, fortitude, something like that. Yanks go up big off of the Rays middle class. And I think you maybe see Sessa finish this one and maybe a late run. Or throw Loaizaga out there if you believe in getting them fixed. They won't. But a late over.
Okay.
Ooh, I kind of like Jameson Caldwell, 26-3 Yanks.
Oh, that's awesome. No, we don't need that. That's like such, I mean, for us, like streaming and stuff, that's such a long
it
night.
It would be bad for us. I think for the series, it would be good. Like, that would send a message to the Rays.
Who cares? 10-3, 26-3, same thing.
Good with it.
13-3, 26-3, same
rule
thing.
Rule of 10.
All right, that's the show, everyone. Appreciate ya. Love ya. We'll see you around. If you want to watch live with us, we will be live. What time's first pitch? We gotta make sure we're settled before first pitch today. I flunked the dunk on that yesterday.
I think it's a 7:05, 7:07.
All
right. I feel like it's one of those weird 7:07s.
We're live at 7.
We're live at 7.
Make it your beeswax to be there at 7.
That's from Wet Hot American Summer. It's a really good scene. Go watch it. It's on BBD's homework. He hasn't watched it yet. Jesus. All right, little Kid Rock on the way out. Yeah.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.